I am a Dominican friar from Ireland, from the town of Drogheda, where the Dominicans have been since 1224, a long time. And I'm preaching for the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And we'll just read a short passage from the second chapter of Luke. It was when Jesus had been lost and found in the temple. And he, Jesus, said to them, Joseph and Mary, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. The Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, with reminiscences of Elijah and the early Carmelites, always reminds me of the need for prayer. Our Lady comes continually in many ways to us, but Mount Carmel somehow is Mary leading us in prayer. And prayer, very hard to define what prayer is, but then all the great virtues in life are difficult to define. But prayer is first and foremost a gift from God. It isn't as though I'm going to take God by sheer muscular effort, fight my way to God. It is an openness to receive God. We read in the scripture, you couldn't even say Abba, Father, unless the Spirit was with you. No one can come to the Father unless the Father draws him or her. Prayer is first and foremost God's action. And we think so often that we have to be doing it all in prayer. I often think when people say with regret, I didn't concentrate on my prayers. Oh, good Lord, did you ever meet a friend in the street and you say, haven't seen you for a while, let's go and have a cup of coffee. And you go into a coffee shop and then the friend sits down opposite you and says, delighted to see you. Now I must concentrate on you. I get very uncomfortable when people start concentrating on me. And I'm sure God says, oh, here is another concentrator coming. We live in the world of the incarnation. We live in the human condition. And our turning to God is a human opening to God. The very lovely writer on prayer, Ruth Burroughs, a Carmelite, she says, talking about the passivity, the openness to God, it is an attitude of heart and mind, an attitude that cannot just come of itself, but must be conscientiously cultivated, that remains always on the receiving end in the divine relationship. It means a practical, not merely notional, grasp that our God is incessantly on offer, always there, waiting to be taken in and received. It means a rejection of every impulse of anxiety about our relationship with divine love, as though it has to be established, merited, summoned to us. When we, earnest people for whom God really matters, look into our hearts, we do not find our basic question is, what can I do for God? What can I give to God? There is only one answer, God's answer. Nothing, beloved, only receive with glad heart what I give you, and that is myself. The greatest gift you can give me is the trust that lives by this truth. And Mary had to learn it. At some stage, we read, she did not understand the things that were said. But eventually, pondering, questioning all these happenings in her heart, she became the Queen of Heaven. Today, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, we ask that we will be open to God's coming to us. Remove the blockages and just receive Christ. I suppose on a very personal note, the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel is a very special day for me. 51 years ago, I was ordained a priest. I pray Our Lady, who looked after me over those years, to be a mother to me in the future, teaching me to be open to receive her Son.